and adore him. Let him know you know. Let him know you know that he's all that you have. Say, Lord, you are all I have. Let him know. Tell him this morning. You are everything to me. Apart from you, I can do nothing. I want you to know today that you are the sun in my sky. You make my world go round. You make my world go round. You make my life beautiful. You are everything that I have. I want to lavish my love on you this morning. Because you are everything that I have. You are all that I have. Thank you, Father. I worship you. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He brought me to himself and called me son. He called me son. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Father, we worship you this morning. Our hearts are lifted to you and you alone. Thank you, Father, for this moment of worship and for bringing us together and for this moment of transformation. We are in your presence and we know we'll never go back the same. Thank you, Lord, for healing right now in this place. Pain disappears now by your power. Bond is lifted now. Yoke destroyed. Destroyed by your power. You alone deserve our praise. Thank you, God, for this moment with you. Thank you, Father. We'll never remain the same. Never remain the same. We gain wisdom for our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Come on, God's people, say amen. Hallelujah. Hey. It's good for us to be here. Let's welcome somebody by your side. It's good for us to be here. It's always good for us to be here. This is a long one. Well, I've been on a long one, and I can't deny it. I can't deny it. It's been a long one, but it's been a beautiful one also. It's helping our perspective, changing our hearts, you know. So it's beautiful and powerful. So today, I'm just going to wrap it up together. I'm going to wrap it up together, and so we'll go forward. You know, year by year, he increases us, teaches us more, gives us more light so that we can live our lives. As he speaks to us, we say, oh, I didn't get this before. I understand this better. And so I can change. I can live a different life, a better life. Remember, the word of God was not given to increase our knowledge, but to change our lives. His word comes to change our lives. You know, not just to give us knowledge. And so we know this stuff. Oh, I know this stuff better than you know this stuff. But no, it ought to bring change into my life. It ought to bring change into the things I do, the way I act, things, everything around me should change because I've sat and received his word. I've sat at his feet and received his word. Amen. So I trust that this has really been life-changing for you. You know, the way you look at your life. Remember, now you see your life, you are a steward of your life. You know, you are a steward of your everything you have. Your life, not just the things you have, but in total, your time, your talents, your gifts, everything that you have. You are just given to you as your steward. You're not the owner of these things. It's been given to you. And then you can see your life also as an opportunity. As an opportunity to gain something. To gain something real. Gain something real. And that's the life. So like, we have an opportunity to do something for ourselves now. And really, you say, you know, the Bible says, I'm just going ahead of myself, but it says, lay up treasures for yourself. So say, God, lay up treasures. So your life is an opportunity for you to do something for yourself. To do something for yourself for eternity. Eternity. So now I live in a certain way. I know that what I'm doing is going to impact me in eternity, not somebody else. me in eternity. And it's powerful. It's powerful. But there's not so much to say. There's not so much to say, truly. But the Lord spoke to me, truly, because of the week. I was praying, and you know, when you didn't understand, so you got to be praying and say, oh God. And I'm like, oh God, every time. I'm like, oh God, every time. And so one of the times I was doing, oh God, and he said to me, he said, tell them. Tell them. I'm telling you, you know, I tell you, it says it clearly. It's not something you try to think about, something you try to analyze. It says, tell them. He said, tell them that I have so much more to give to them. Tell them I have so much more to give to them. And that what I have done, what I have given to them now, they should not look to it alone and stay there. And in a word, so let me just read the way he's put it to me. I'm just going to give you the way he said it to me. Are you ready? Then he gave me a line that, I mean a line. When I say he gave me a line, I mean a line. So I'm going to give that to you. But let me read this sentence. What's the way he gave it to me? Then we'll just overview. We're not going to do a review today and then go home. Then if you say, this is the last series and this is my first time, I don't know what you're talking about. We've been talking about the master returns. And we've done it for about 4 or 5 weeks now. I don't know. It's about 4 or 5 weeks. Is this the fifth week? This is the fifth week. All right, so that's good. I don't keep in count. My only just to come and preach on Sunday. I don't keep count of the weeks, I'm telling you. So that's going to preach. So and we've done that. And then you can get the messages for free. It's on our website. It's on our website. www.wordpastor.org. You go to the website, you get them download for free. And then we can get them also on Mixel. wordpastor.mixel.com. All right. Now, don't get hung up on what he has done. That's what I mean. This is what he told me. Don't get hung up on what he has done for you and enjoy and just, but on what he wants to do for you for eternity. Okay. What he wants to do for you is more than what he has done for you. What he wants to do for you is more than what he has done. Don't worry, I'll clarify those points and we'll finish. Yeah. What he wants to do for you is more than what he has done. What he has done, now giving us what to do, enjoy it. What he wants to do, live for it. Come on. Are you going to think about that? Don't get hung up on what he has done and just enjoy it and stay there. But on what he wants to do for you for eternity. And what he wants to do for you, you should not know now, is more. So that's the first line. Don't get hung up on what he has done. He's done so much for me, I cannot thank it all. Blah, la, 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 la. Yeah. But what he wants to do for you. No, don't mind me. I'm not fighting anybody. Just please, stay with me. Are you here? We are going further in light. What he has not done for you is bigger than what he has done for you. Eternity and what he has in store for you is much, much more bigger than the name and the glory he has given to you here. So anything you are enjoying here is good. He has given you a name. We know what you do, name of Jesus. Enjoy it. He has given you life, given you stuff, things to enjoy. Enjoy it. Do that. But don't get hung up on saying, oh, he has done everything for me. He has not done everything for you. There is something he wants to give to you that he has not given to you yet. He will give it to you when he sees you. Are you here? There are things that he has not done yet for you. He has prepared. He said, I go and prepare a place for you. I have a scripture. I don't talk nonsense. He said, I go and prepare a place for you. So he didn't give it to them yet. There's a place prepared for you. That's it for in eternity. And for what he has done for us, many times the church gets stuck. This is, I don't know if we can really, if you can understand this and just, we can run so we can do other things. The church gets stuck. And we stay on the things that he has done for us. I would say he has done so much for us. Yes. But I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, there's so much more he wants to do for you. There's so much more he wants to give to you. For what he has done for you, enjoy it. He has given us so much privileges. He gave us the Holy Spirit. We can lay hands on the sick, they recover. We should enjoy all those things. Then for what he wants to do for us, they are far bigger than what he has done for us. Come on. And guess what we should do for that now? We should live for it. He says, I want to do so much more for you, but I want it to be for you. I want you to determine if you want it. Live in a certain way. If you want this stuff, I will give it to you. Come on. Live for it. So we are on earth now to enjoy what he has done for us and to live for what he wants to do for us. Enjoy the name. Enjoy the Holy Spirit. Roll around. Lift your hands in worship. Enjoy yourself. Be excited about the moment and what he has done. When you think about all that Christ has done, really rejoice. But don't stay there. All he has done for you is to... Let me tell you. I'm telling you just as he spoke to me. I can even teach it. I don't want to do that now. All he has done for us is to stimulate us to anticipate what he wants to do for us. He has not really done the thing. The other thing you are seeing, you are enjoying here, he says these ones are just the tip of the iceberg. Now, live. So it's to stimulate us to enjoy, so that we are stimulated to now live for him, so that we can get the other one. There's now crowns. There's now praises. Nobody, God has not praised any man here on earth. Nobody. Only Jesus. This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. But when we are done with this place, Bible says all of us we are praised too. He will call your name and praise you. You see this matter? You see this kind of matter I'm teaching? I mean, this is real. Bible says we'll receive praise of God. God Almighty. He will praise you. You say, the other way you are saying, I praise you, God. He will say, I praise you for that suffering, all those things you did. When you did that act of love towards that lady and you gave her that stuff, I praise you. See, every man will see praise of God. You see praise. Then you say, come, I want to give you something. Oh, God. I don't know, can you think? Then you say, bring that stuff, say, give him. You will be shaking. You will receive it. You like, I don't want it. I live for you. He says, yours. Enjoy it for eternity. Say, come. Then you say, you could have done much more. There's so much more you could have done. But I praise you. I know thy works. Revelation. Say, I know thy works. Every church says, I know your works. I see what you're doing. It says, you've done so much more, but you missed it here and there where your motive was not pure. You were just trying to get these things. Your motive was just to get stuff so that they can see you. I said, but that's not good enough. But you, it's good you did. Remember, we talked about the things that will burn fire. Say, we test everything by fire. We talked about that last week. I can't do that. I'm just rounding up today. He says, but I have something for you. You try it. Those times you went out to outreach, and all stuff, you really, I mean, it's amazing how you came back, but you've not seen anything, and yet you were willing to do all that. I will show you something now. Say, come. See all that stuff? That's yours. Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me. I will give unto every man according as his work shall be. This is not cheating. We received right now in this life according to what fell to us. But in the life to come, it's going to be according to what we did. Are you here? So as he was speaking to me, like I told you, when he speaks to me, he says, do this. God, this is what you teach. He told me, he said, the parable you read, I have never in my life looked at it like that. But I can show you light from several scriptures. But because we have read that parable, let us use that parable. You know the parable we read last week? Gave them how many talents? 10 talents. We read 2 times, yes, gave some 5, gave some 10. Then the other set, he gave them 10. We use it to compare what he talked about, percentage. It's not about what you have now. It's about what you do with what you have. Do you understand that? But he told me in that passage, you know, I was praying, I do owe God a lot. If you don't do owe God a lot, you need to start doing owe God a lot. I mean, you can't do anything without him. I mean, you're choosing God. So as I was praying, it just... See, I've not done anything yet. See, he now just said, give me several scriptures, I'll give you one. The one I'll give you is the one we are already familiar with, so we can just stay there and go forward.
He said, you know the parable, you read it. I said, I read the parable. He said, look at that parable. I looked at it and he said, there's something you know, you see what I just told you now, look at it in that parable. And if you look at that parable from what I just told you just now, you will see it there. He gave them 10 cities. What he has not done was far more than what he has done.
Okay. Did you get that?
You see, okay, some of you are getting it now. He gave 10 talents. Ordinary 10 talents. Then he said, go and use it to do trade. So imagine somebody gives you 2 million naira. He says, start business. You're saying, he says, if you do business, I'm coming. Eh? You are jumping for your mind. 2 million, as in, yes, you don't blow your ground. Abi? Then you make profits, you eat from it, you rent your house from it. You know, you are working and you'll be working, you're saving the money one side so that you can pay him back when he comes back with interest or third. When you are eating from it, obviously. You are dealing from it, obviously. God, don't think they dealt from that money now. Then all that. So they kept a portion for him. And so that when you come, we're able to say, look at what it has done. No, they survived throughout that period. They were stewards of the resources he gave to them. So they gave you so much. So imagine that. And then he comes back and now says, you did well. Then when he now says take, he's not saying 10 cities. What he has not done for you is far much more than what you have seen. What he has done already. He took me to Romans chapter 8 verse 32. If he gave his son freely for us, how much more would he not with him freely give us all things? And the rest of us, I take cars and house. I said, I don't want to preach it. No, that is dumb to say that is what he now. So now wants to give us all things. They will now hold on to that scripture and start saying now. Nah, because you're giving Jesus. Now give me house. Now give me car. Oh, give me now. No, he said now with him. What he wants to give you is far much more than cars and house. So can you see it already? Yes, what he has not given to you is far much more than what he has given to you. So if you play with 10 cities, 10 talents, 10 talents, you play with it, you lose your privilege of getting 10 cities. He didn't say the man will go to hell. He said he himself will be saved, but as through fire, he won't have anything. He won't be able to give him anything. He said, I want to give you more, but I cannot trust you. Eh? I would have given you, see all these things, I would have given you, but the small one I gave to you, you used it, and then you did everything the way you like. Okay, just come, see, don't worry, it's okay, but you see now, I can't trust you. But this guy, I trust him, You see what he did, what small I gave to him, he maximized it and gave back to me, he said, I'll give it to you. So has he done so much for us? Yes, but brothers and sisters, what he has in store for us is bigger than what he has done for us. So the guy had all those cities. They were looking. He was looking for people to rule over them. He needed to pass them through a test so that he can know who will rule over them. They didn't have rulers. They didn't have anything. They didn't have governors. They didn't. He didn't sack anybody. He has created them. You know, can I just say a theory? This one is a theory. This one is my theory. So don't go and say, so we are online, you join us online. Don't go and say, he said chapter. I didn't say chapter. I said it's my theory. You hear that I'm saying it now? All those, we know we talk about galaxies, will be ruled, they will be occupied. How can you have a whole galaxy? God is not, if you think about God, and think about the fact that he made galaxies, no, it's not just, they are all empty, everything empty, all of them empty. Galaxies that we can't count, there are thousands of millions of galaxies. We only just want one small portion of it. The Milky Way. We're just there somewhere. And so at the end of this thing, this experiment, people will be ruling planets and galaxies. They'll be occupied. Those are the 10 cities, 15 cities. You say, I just have this small thing to rule over. Rule over this one well. I say, I will make you Lord over 10 cities. I'll make you Lord over 5 cities. Are you here? There's so much more he wants to do for you. You will enjoy it. You enjoy ruling, enjoy the privilege of being a ruler and honored as one. He said every man will receive praise from God. Can we look at that in 2 Corinthians chapter number 5? So I just want us to flip through scripture. I'm not going to preach. No preaching. The all preaching I want to do, I've done it already just now. That's everything he told me to tell you in my conclusion. That's why I said, right, final part. And so as I was praying, I said, final part. Lord, do you have any final word? He gave me a final word. I studied to show myself approved. I studied, but this is not a matter of study. This is what he showed me. He said, tell them that what I have done, enjoy it. What I want to do, live for it. Live your life for it. So that I can give it to you. Because I can't trust to give it to you. No, it's everywhere. You train a child, you put him in a system where he can learn, and you see. When you see that he's capable, then what's what you do? Before you not give him the main thing. So you first give him one small thing there to enjoy. Sorry, 1 Corinthians chapter 4. I just said 2 Corinthians, please. Sorry, go to 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Look at it. He said, we receive praise from God. Let a man, verse number 1, account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewardship that a man be found faithful. But with me, it's a very small thing that I should be judged of you or of a man's judgment. Yea, I judge not my own self, for I know nothing of myself, yet I am not hereby justified. But he that judged me is the Lord. Verse 5. Therefore, judge nothing before the time, until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness, and will make manifest the counsels of the heart. And then shall every man have praise of God. Every man will do what? To have praise of God. Then, he said then. Then, that time. Not now. So now you can look at somebody. Well, all of us are just here. We're just doing just stuff and we're going. Can I talk to you this morning? This is my final part. So I'm just, you come to give your final arguments. I don't have any argument to make again. I've given you all. This is my final argument. My closing argument as the case is. This, like you just read just now, receive praise of God. We talked about stewardship. This thing that we are doing. First of all, I think we should have settled that part. I want to do some recap and do some work. Settle the part that everything we are doing is for ourselves. Lay up treasures for yourselves. It's for yourselves. You're doing this for yourself. It's not because he needs it. This work, anything we do, this selflessness when you give your time, you give your money, or you're not hurting somebody, or you do so, and you're living a certain way, and you constrain yourself. It's not actually because he needs it. It doesn't remove him from the throne. If you like, do contrary, it doesn't degod him. He will still be God. It's a test. He doesn't really need it. You know why? Through the course of these things, that's why I don't want to preach. You know this parable already, or maybe we'll turn there. I don't know if you all know the parable. I've taught from this parable in another light, but I'm going to show you in another light now. The parable of the man who went out to get people to work for his vineyard. He went out in the morning and got some people to work for his vineyard. By 5 p.m., he went out again to, and he saw some people, and he asked them, he said, nobody has hired you. They said no. Come on, you know the parable? Said nobody has hired in. It's in Matthew chapter number 20. Matthew chapter number 20. I'm just careful with what I read. I was telling my wife when I come to say that we're going to read Bible today. They will read Bible, they will tire. I'm not going to be preaching. I just want to be showing you again. Just iron it out and go my way. So that before God, I would have done my job. It's required in stewardship that a man be found what? Faithful. I just do my job and go. Not left to you. But so you know the parable. So he gets by 5 p.m. Look, just hear me now. He goes, oh, let's read it. Let's read it. I'm vexed. Let's read it. Matthew chapter 20. Matthew chapter 20, turn there. This is what he says in verse number 1. For the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. You know, I told you, I was teaching you, stop for this one. You know, I was teaching you some weeks ago, prayer. The base of all prayer is what? Communion. Right? Communion is the base of all prayer. Right? Are you here? You must learn to have that communion with God every time. So it's always oh God for everything. As in, it should be like that in your life too. Are you here? God, this matter, Lord, help me. What do I do in this matter? It's like you are talking to him as you are praying. So you say, so you pray. Yes, that's prayer. Are you here? I said that, and as I was off, the Lord said, make this thing clear. Make them see. Because that's how you live. That's what you do. That's how he speaks to you, and that's how you talk to him, and you're just doing that. You're just having this communion all the time. About everything. Because really, you can't do anything without him. What do you do without him? You know, you could even finish a matter, and you say, pray, Lord, did I even try? Did I do the right thing? You say, you tried this, but you missed it here. Oh, come on, collect yourself. Oh, yeah, quickly collect yourself. You know, because you are always having that communion. You just always have that, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, in your life every time. Amen? All right, come back to Matthew. For the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which went out early in the morning to his hire laborers into his vineyard. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace. That's now about 9 o'clock. And said unto them, go ye into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right I will give you. And they went their way. And he went out about the sixth hour and ninth hour, and did likewise, that is 12 o'clock and 3 o'clock. And about the 11th hour, because they count their day from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. That's how it works. And about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing idle, and said unto them, why stand ye here all the day idle? And they said unto him, because no man had hired us. He said unto them, go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that shall ye receive. So when even was come, the Lord of the vineyard said unto his stewards, call the laborers and give them their hire. And beginning from the last unto the first. And when they came that were hired about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. That is the 11th hour, 5 o'clock. He paid them the penny. Remember, he agreed a penny for the people he agreed in the morning. So by 5 o'clock, he paid those guys that came by 5 o'clock. They worked in seas, a penny. But when the first came, they supposed that since he gave those guys a penny, they worked only 1 hour, that she should receive more. And they likewise received every man a penny. And when they had received it, they murmured against the good man of the house, saying, this last have wrought but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal unto us, which have borne the burden and heat of the day. But he answered one of them and said, friend, I do thee no wrong. Didst thou not agree with me for a penny? Take that thine is, and go thy way. I will give unto this last, even as unto thee. Is it not lawful for me to do what I will with my own? Is thine eye evil because I am good? So the last shall be first, and the first last. For many are called, but few are chosen. So in that parable, what I want you to see is simple. He could, I've told you several times, he could give those people the one penny without them going to the field. He didn't need their work. He didn't need their work. All of them, from the first to the last, he didn't need them. He gave those guys one penny. He gave the last guys one penny. He didn't really need their work. So it's not about needing them. Are you here? He had so much to give. But for him, the principle is simple. Do something. Come on. There is so much that God has in store for you. There's so much he wants to give to you. But his principle is this. Just do something. Do your best stuff. Because it got them by 5 o'clock. The best they could do was the 1 hour. So they got down and worked their 1 hour. Does that again show you that it's not about what you do? It's about your best. In that parable, you see that again. It's about maximizing your 1 hour. So the 1 hour, that's what they say. You live for 130 years. If you like, you are wasting your time. If you like, live 200 years. Live 200 years. That's all my story. It's what you do with the life you have that matters. Thank God we saw the new year. I agree with you. I salute you, sir. See it very much. What do you do with 2023? It's going on. What are you doing with it? It's what you do with it. It's not whether how long. Say, thank you because some people have died. If they die, uncle, so what? They didn't lose anything. Nothing happened. I said nothing happened. I'm the one that told you. Don't make a big deal out of it. You that are alive, uncle, what? All you are used, you are just a Zoe. Fuel is now 500 or something there. So you that are alive. They have gone. They are no longer bothered about fuel. No more stress. You are not yet stressed. And you are thinking, thank God I'm stressed. Guy, if you move me tomorrow, I move. Most of my time. I'm stressing here for fuel, queue, so far. Everything is going up. Today. What I want to see inside. What I want to do today is to give him my life, give him my praise, give him glory. That's all. Nothing there seeing it. You see it too, and so what? You see it and you are complaining. Then some people are angry with me in this church right now. So what is he saying? I'm not angry with you. See it. Continue seeing. See it to 300 years. I don't care. My own is, there's nothing to see. There's only somebody to live for. There's somebody to live for. There's nothing to see. There's nothing to see. I mean, you look at some cars. You look at some cars. When they made them, I saw a Lexus that if they dash me, I will not drive. But I could imagine that Lexus that year when they released that car. Everybody, they said they would just die till they bought that car. Yes, they wrote Lexus. It's Lexus. It's made by Lexus. It should have been 1980-something, 70-something, or 60-something. So there's nothing to really see. The things you are seeing today, by next 10 years, they are past. There's nothing to see. There's only something to live for. And not for him, say, I want to live for God. Don't bother. You're not living for God, though. You are living for yourself. Live for him for what? We didn't just read the story. If you 1 hour, he doesn't need the work. It's so that he can pay. He cannot do. Imagine this guy could just say where they were. Guy, give them one penny, go. Yeah, he could do it. It didn't mean anything. The 1 penny was used. How can you come to say you pay somebody? You pay somebody a whole month's work. Let's say a month. You pay the person 50,000 naira. Then somebody works for you 1 day. You pay the same person. You have money, guy. You get money. I don't know how anybody would do. Do you know anybody that would do that? Let me go and work for the person. He get money, leave that side. He's wealthy. It's not about money. It's not about work. It's not about vineyard. He doesn't need anything. How can you pay somebody a day's work agreement and pay to somebody for 1 hour? He said, I'm a good man. I can't spend it anyhow I like. But I just need them to do something for me. It still comes out in this parable. So what we do is not necessarily us. It's not for him, rather. It's for us. It's an opportunity for him to bless us with what he really wants to give to us. He really wants to give us, but he wants to give us an opportunity to test us, to see if we would step up to the plate, if we would be trustworthy. He said, he that is faithful in little is faithful in much. He said, if you are unfaithful with unrighteous mammon, who will give you the true riches? If you cannot handle somebody else's own, who will not give you your own? How can I not trust you? I can't trust you. So this life we have is a simple test. Don't fail the test just because of money. Don't fail it. Live for him. Say, what do you want me to do with my life? I'm a steward of this life. All these resources I have, everything I have, is stewardship. A time will come, you will say, your stewardship will end. Come and meet me. Then I will say, this is what I have done with my life. And then he cannot reward you. Come on. Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me. I will give unto every man according as his work shall be. So what were you doing with your life is the question. It's not what you want to have. It's what you have right now. Are you maximizing it? If you have 2 talents, and at the end of the day, he comes up and you give him 2 talents again, plus the 2 he gave to you. He gave you 2 talents, you now gave him 2 extra. He said, look at your 2 talents, I've brought 2 extra. He says, well done, good and faithful servants. If you have 5 talents, at the end of the day, you come and give him 5 talents extra. Well done, good and faithful servant. It's not about what you don't have. It's about what you have and what you do with it. Your life is what you have. Say, Pastor, I don't have so much, but you have your life. Give him your time. Give him your talents. Love somebody around you. And when I say give him, I don't mean that you go and see him to give him. You, it's around you. Around you. Do good. Lift somebody up with the little you have. Share what you have. People always think that when we went to Father's Barn, Mr. Kenzo was telling me, you see, how do people get this? They don't understand. We can take from what we have, the little that we have, and share it. We are in a big project now, but we'll still take from what we have and share. You know, because I don't have, you will never have enough. There's nothing like that. Remove that thing from your mind. There's one time you will not have enough. It's not true. Share love.
Live from love. Live from the grace that of Christ that is in your heart. Too good. He said he will come back and he will reward you. He will give you something for everything that you do, for the sacrifice you make, for his name's sake. He said, everyone that have left land, house, mother, father, he said they will get 100-fold. So I'll give you again. Are you here? Brothers and sisters, there's so much more that God wants to give to us. But he wants to test us first. It's a test. A simple test. Let me see what you will do with these things I've given to you. Because if I see what you do with these things I've given to you, I can now know whether to give you this much or give you this less. Because I can't go and commit to somebody this more than then he will destroy for eternity. No, eternity is a serious business. Come on, for you, will it not be a serious business? Would you find a way to test the people you want to trust for life? Come on. Have you ever said, what's the meaning of this life? What's the meaning of this life? This is the meaning of this life. Test for a greater life. We're all there, just a test. So you just say, hand, leg, what's the difference between me and dog, cat? Why are we humans? Say, there's no God. They say, God has put us here for a test. That's the meaning. You see, I want to trust something to your hand for eternity. Just imagine you want to give somebody your business. You want to give the business, but first of all, you make him the manager of one. No, you have several units of the business. Come on. When I mean several units, you have branches. Then you now make him manager of one of the branch, and you watch him. Come on. That branch, everything's working, but when you come there, we sold today. How do they say? If you go to the other branch, they don't sell anything. They don't sit down there, they are saying, you say, mine is wicked. I'll be like, I know if you talk, now I'll be in shop, in my shop. But you're that guy, you come there, he's doing stuff, he's selling a profit. Like this month was good though. So look at what we did. There's somebody that came and complained. When I looked at it, I just cleaned this man, I begged the man, and I took it in and went away. Thank you. Hello, Oga. They came, they complained. He said, you drop it. When you come, you will see it. So, Come on. I'm talking to you now. Leave God outside. Let me talk to you. Hello? How will you? So then you're looking at all of them. And then you are about to travel. You are just about to leave the country. Who would you put in charge? How would you evaluate them? You think you would do my brother, my sister, my friend? No. All of us are brother and sister. All of us are friends. So I'm a brother. The way you are, it's the same brother all of us are. All of us, are we not all son of God? It's the same son. So which of my sons will I give this privilege of ruling all this stuff? You, what would you do? That guy that used to call you to come and say, they came to complain. I dropped it. He's waiting for you. When you come. So, come on, complain. Or you say, he's the most senior. Will you use most senior? Say, the senior boy must lead. Come on, have you not seen where senior boy does not take it? Who do you give it to? Come on, I'm trying to make it clear so we can go home. You will trust it to the guy who you see is diligent with the thing that he has. You will not say, become Lord over all my branches. Become Lord over all these branches. And then guess what? Truthfully, he's always amazed. He's like, me? He didn't know that you were watching. He didn't know you always been looking and all that. Me? Okay, I know. No, I don't. Doesn't. But you're like, no, that's how it's going to be with God. What I'm like, God, I don't need. I just do every good. I'm okay. Say no. I want to give you something. I want you to really enjoy this. Rule over all this. It's going to be powerful. Man, it's going to be beautiful. You're going to be beautiful. So this life you and I have right now, it's a test, simple one. No, it's up to you to say, I see these things, I believe them, accept them or not. I don't care. And so all I care about is this life. Well, it won't cause thunder to strike. Do whatever you like. It's your own opportunity you are playing with. It's a one-time opportunity. It's appointed to a man wants to die after that, the judgment. So it's a one-time. There's no redo. So there's no point to play with this thing. There's no redoing to it. So anything you can do for his name's sake, anything you can give, any time you can give, any talent you have and you can spend it for him, and this life, and you are always conscious of, I'm a steward. Instead of being selfish, I want to be selfless. And you're pouring out your life and you say, nobody is seeing it, God is seeing it. And at the end, He will reward you for what you do. It's beautiful. And you must understand this, that there is something after this. If there's nothing after this, really it doesn't make any sense. Come on. Come on. I was talking to somebody sometimes in my office. He said, after this, the bad people will just perish. The good people will not be in here. And so, I was too bad. I said, there's no point. So, it just finished like that. I said, I'm the baddest guy. Yes, sir. It's funny to think that there's a God who will reward good, but He will not bother. If you think about the logic of it, I was listening to people today. I said, do people even think about logic? Have you seen any system that has reward for good but no reward for evil? Come on. There's no system like that. Nothing. He said it's too kind to punish somebody here. Say what? But it's too kind to reward. Every system that has it this way must have the other way. So to tell me that the other way, that the idea for the other side is that you just die. Once it does die, it's just finished. So I say the person does bad as in, but still kill somebody, this thing, carry your money, this thing, take his money, take your money, push you, hit you, kill the guy, do this, do that, then at the end of the day, you just die. I say, I want to be that person. What would be the point? What is not the point? That I won't suffer. I say, you won't no suffer. God cannot punish somebody. God cannot punish somebody? Then I say, okay, the good people, what will happen to the good people? They will just resurrect and live with Him forever. Why would I want to be good? And so that you can live forever. I don't want to live forever. If I finish all my bad here in this life, I go. Shikina. All my bad. I will do. You have not seen bad. I will invent bad that they've not invented now. Because I will suffer nothing at the end other than just disappear. Disappear. You just like that X-Men, no, that fight, Thanos. Just finish. Guy, let's close this church. Let's go and do bad, guy. I bet. Come on. Hell will be cast into the lake of fire. Don't tell me otherwise. He said, he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. He that is evil, let him be evil still. Behold, I come quickly. Because he said, I'm going to give everybody. Everybody will collect. There's no escaping it. Everybody will collect. He tell me that I should just be doing good so that I will just resurrect to a new earth. The person that does bad will call, hey, he will just go. Brothers and sisters, when we now talk about the resurrection, I'm not telling you, let's leave that side because we are already saved. I'm not telling you that in that resurrection we are going to be different classes. 10 cities, 5 cities, no city. Just come and go. Yes. So the more we spend, Apostle Paul said, you know this whole thread with Apostle Paul? Can we look at it? 1 Timothy chapter 4. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, this is beautiful. Come on, this is beautiful. Are you sure? 2 Timothy chapter number 4, sorry. 2 Timothy. This is not somebody manipulating you to do anything with your life. This is you doing what you want to do with your life. Come on. Don't you want to do? So you cannot sit and do it. For example, I'm doing what I'm doing right now, not because somebody told me. And if somebody tells me, he has to be telling me. I'll not say I'm tired. Like as some weeks ago, some 2 days ago, last through the week, I just had so much to do. I even just turned off. I just did as though I'm not here because there was pressing load, decision to make, a very hard one, and I just wanted to just not be there. Pressing. Those are the kind of days you want to run away. Just run. So they didn't tell me to do it. I'm living my life for Him because it's my choice. Because I know that there's something. I know that there's something He wants to give to me that He has not yet given to me.
say, believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. Say, I go to prepare a place for you. So that where I am, there you'll be also. He said that. So they understood that it was not here. That there was something else that he had for them that he had not shown them. They've not seen. They could not touch. But they could live for it. And living for something I have not seen. Come on, that's faith. Come on. Living for something I cannot touch. It's faith in his words. He said it. Come on, are you still here? Thank you. Look at what Paul says. Verse number 7 of chapter 4 of 2 Timothy. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous what? Judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them that love his appearance. Paul said there's a crown waiting for me. Every man will receive praise of God. There is a judgment coming. And we'll see everything that we do. And then he will praise us. He will give us a crown. He will give us crowns, dominion, rulership, power, treasures. Say, bring your hand. Pour. Say, keep pouring. Say, but it's pouring away. Say, I want to pour overflow for you. For eternity. There's a crown. He says, I've finished my work. I've done everything I need to do here. He said, when I look up to heaven, when I look up, when I look into the future, I don't see bleakness, blackness, nothingness. I see a crown waiting for me. This is not somebody that is afraid to go. He's ready to go. See, I see. Somebody says, hey, Pastor, I'm really bored. I don't think I have anything. That's why you're hearing this message right now. Start laying up treasures for yourself. So when you look in front of you, you can see I have some things waiting for me. I know I have stuff waiting for me. Me, I know already. I know. Some people say, what do you mean by that? Paul said it. Me too. I said, I know what I've left. What have you left? Say, me, I can't remember. Left. And what are you trying to say? Exactly what I'm trying to say. No, people just like to live in denial. They don't lie. Just, they don't lie to the lie. He deceived his own self, the Bible says. You can't deceive another person. What have you done? What time? Have you given your time, your energy, your talent? Have you sacrificed anything? But you can use and enjoy what he has given to you. And he was yours to enjoy. Use his name in the name of Jesus. Pray, oh God, give me. He will give you. He said he will not give it to you. He will still give you. He will heal your body. Anything he will be doing for you. You can be enjoying it. But there is so much more that he wants you to enjoy that you will miss. That's the problem. I'm talking to Christians now. If you are not saved yet, just say, Lord Jesus, come into my life. I see you are not a savior. I start the race of treasures. Just start. So me, I'm accumulating stuff. And when you see me that, they say, give me 200 gold. I won't give you. I'll accumulate your own now. I say, all this gold. I work for it that time. I say, my heart ain't sweat. Notice how your sweat. The way all this your money is your sweat now that you are living, you use my sweat. Don't take my sweat. I say, my heart ain't sweat. I give it to you. No, go and find your own. He didn't complain that they were wicked now. He said, give us oil from your oil. What did he say? They said, go and buy your own oil. He did not say, those virgins that didn't give them, oh, they are bad 5 virgins. No, they are wise. It's not my money to buy oil. Oh yeah, you want to use your money to buy biscuits and buy clothes and shoes. After I bought oil and kept the oil, now I want to not use my oil. Now I should come and draw small for you. No way. I say, Paul, Apostle, this is your crown. Let me test it. They won't test my crown. They won't test it. Say, you know the way you girls used to test the engagement ring. Let me do it. And I say, well, they used to borrow current and test the engagement ring. Is anything happened to a relationship? They'll say, did you give the rings to somebody to test? Say, he tested. She's the one. Don't test anybody's ring, or they'll go and cash you win, show. So I don't tell you. Say, let me tell you. I'm not going to test my crown. I'm from there carrying my kingdom. No. Anna, don't test the crown. Just imagine the guy, you don't test the crown. They just snap picture. Bang. Say, he's the king of the kingdom. We saw him with the crown. So who are you? No, they don't test it. You want the crown to test. Work for your own, and test it. It will be good. So with what we know now, we can begin to change the way we live. Remember the steward. He said this man was wise. He changed. The point of that story was that he changed. He stopped. He changed. When they told him, your stewardship will be taken from you, go and put your house in order, he changed. One day, our stewardship will be taken from us, whether he comes to meet us or we go to meet him. So would you change, stop and change and begin to lay up treasures for yourself? You're not giving to anybody. You're not doing it for anybody. You're doing it for yourself. Jesus says some things I want to show you. And since it's a round of service, I think you're all so blessed today. So let's just look at some things, some scriptures. I really want us to just read again, and then we can maybe go home and begin to live a different life. It's a very strong motivation. Very strong one. It keeps you. Even when you don't want to do again. I'm like, eternity. So I will not regret. And remember, you can't do it again. I will not regret. I remember there was a movie I watched. There's one movie I watched. If you can get it. I told my wife, when after I watched it way before I met her, but when I after, so I said, you need to watch this movie. Schindler's List, if you've seen that movie. If you've not seen that movie, try and get it. I'm telling you, Schindler's List, it's Schindler, it's a German. So Schindler, I-D-L-E-R, Schindler's List. It's about a German guy. Just please, just bear with me. I have some time on my clock, so I can do whatever I like. I can even dance. I still have time. So relax, it's my time. I'll use it. When I finish, I'll go. I'll give account of it. Say, so, what did you do on church on the 4th of June? You danced. You didn't preach, you danced. Okay. All right. Let's come back. But Schindler's List, it was about a German guy who was really, he didn't really succeed in anything, but during the war he somehow had this sympathy for the Jews. They were killing them and all, they taking their property and killing them, and he was a German, so he had the privilege of buying. Can you stay with me? It's really important. I want to make a point from that story. He had the privilege of buying stuff for free from the Jews. They seized their property and sell them to Germans for almost nothing. So he could do that. He bought a factory, bought stuff. And in the factory, he was supposed to be making ammunition, bullets, guns that the war used to fight the war. It was during the war time. And he didn't make one bullet, one gun, one thing. But he was employing Jews. And every Jew in his employment was safe as far as they were in his factory. They can't touch them. You say, if you are going out doing everything, you Jew, where are you doing? No, Schindler. I work for Otto Schindler. They were leaving. Because they knew him up in Germany. So it was like his name. Being on his list was life. If they wanted to kill a Jew for anything and he did something wrong, I say, Schindler, I work for Schindler, and they confirm his work, but they can't touch him because he works for Schindler. And so they left him. He was like, he had a list. So there was a list. There was a list of workers that he had. I'm telling you a real life story. Google it up. Real life, real person. The real person. He had a list. So people that had friends, maybe husband was working for him, wife was somewhere else. He could bring the wife from wherever she was. This is the wife. This person is on my list. I need this person. What do you need this person for? Take another person. You say, no, I need, she's the only one that can do it. So they will bring the lady from anywhere. Husband, she united families. Daughters, they kept people alive. You know, they just come and say, please, sir, my daughter just, they took my daughter for deportation to whatever and all that. What's her name? Once the name enters his list, he tenders it to the board. They bring the person from wherever he is. This man, I'm talking about in real life, man. It's a good story. It struck me. I can never forget it in my life. I watched it. The film is old, as in old. You go and look for it somewhere. I have it on my sister. See now, I've never wiped that film. They didn't touch one person from Schindler. That's the Schindler's list. So, at the end of the war finished. Remember, the Jews were like the prisoners, the rats, and the nothings. Germans were the ogre. When the war ended, the Germans were now in trouble. Everybody that did all manner of stuff, they were now arresting them. He now wore prison clothes. That's the end of the movie. He wore prison clothes. Because now, if he is caught by the British, American, who came to free the Poland, they will arrest him immediately and they could even just wipe him out. So he wore prison clothes, surrendering to them. And then all his workers were now free. He was now the person in trouble because they were already surrounded the place. And he was wearing a gold ring. Guess what he was using to buy all those people, all those things? His money. All those names on the list, they were money. He would pull his wristwatch, give to a German officer. I need that lady. He will take some money, say, go and give that German officer, buy wine for them, give them. I need three workers. He was using his money. Instead of accumulating wealth, he was using his money to put people on the list. So at the end of the day, he didn't have much. He didn't have anything. He was wearing a gold ring. He said, and he was crying. He said, this gold ring would have saved one more life. This gold ring would have saved one more life. I would have given it away. He was crying. And the Jews were all petting and just telling him, "Is well, you tried for all of us. Look at all of us here because of you." You know, when I reached that scene, that very place, I was like, he would have given out that gold ring too now. And that ring now would have saved one more life. Then I look at my life. I said, what about that extra 1,000 naira? Now, the ring is useless. They were arresting. But it would be on the testimony of the people he said that he was not among the other Jews. They arrested him, true. And this was not, you know, he was not among the other Germans. It was not like them. He saved a lot of us. It was their testimony that freed him. The ring was to be useless by that time. And he says, this ring, now the people have died, but this ring I have it. What has it done for me? Now I'm just a prisoner running for my life. I would have used it to save one more life. You know, we could look at our lives right now and say we have stuff. But when we get there and it says, this 3,000 naira you kept, what would it have done for you? You would have been able to reach out to one more soul. Somebody would have been saved because of this action. Somebody would have been taught because of this thing that you did. You don't want to live in that kind of regret. No, in heaven there will be no regret. The Bible says, wipe away tears from our eyes. But you will know that you had the opportunity to do much more for his name. Yeah. To save a life. Now somebody is going to hell because we could not give 500 naira. Because we could not give 2,000 naira. At the end of the day, the 2,000 naira, everything is in your bank account when you leave this place. I told you my story. When my dad left, the money was in the account. Who now will use the money? Everything we accumulate for ourselves, everything that we have is to be used for the glory of the King, to help somebody. Live a good life. Yeah, you should have stuff, you should buy stuff, you should have stuff and do what you need to do for your life. You set up a business and generate income, do all that stuff. But I mean, you should be living your life, not just hoarding things here. All the things you hoard here, after some few more years, they will go. Imagine you had a list of thousands of people all working for him, whose names, once your name appeared on that list, he was like a savior. You know, if you understand. Like, if you could get to Schindler and he could put your name on that list, nothing happens to you again. Nothing. The man is old. They were killing all the old people. The man is old and shaggy. He said, I need an old man. It's old man I just want now. You know, we must take him. Guy, take this thing. Give me this man. They'll take it to leave him. That's how people were saved, just because he used his wealth to save his soul. People died for nothing because they didn't have somebody. But he could help people. What can you do for the Lord? It will end up being for you at the end of the day. Because he will reward you for what you do for him. He doesn't need the work. He wants to test you and see if he can give you something. Can the Lord trust you with something? Come on. If he cannot trust you with mammon, how will he trust you with true riches? I know I'm boring you now. This is my final hour. Let me bore you. Let it finish. Are you here? Let this thing bring about a change. I'm not talking about perfection. I mean a change. You just begin to live for him. I don't have time for this. I cannot go for outreach. I cannot help this person. This thing is too much for me. It will actually shut me. So what? So what? It will take a little from you. But so what? Once you give this person out or you give this time, then it comes to you again back in eternity. So consider it. You will not be wishing you could give more. So can I just go and give somebody 2,000? God will say, no, your time has passed. Check when pastor was preaching it, you didn't listen. Now, if you all the money is in the bank, now you can't give it to anybody again. Once you get there, you can't do anything again. That's finished. It's one chance you have. So you can't waste it. See, if I can give this, so I would have gotten this. Please, sir, let me go and give you. Say, no, no, no. So can you imagine that if God could open your eyes to see the picture that you gave someone's father's barn, or you gave your time to somebody, or that this school where you were a teacher, you were teaching these children and you taught them, and this child became so much because of you and the way the child looked at you and looked up to you and became all this because of you. You want to go back and live in a certain way to get all so many stuff. You can get some money. You say, all you are getting now is because of that thing you did. You say, that cup of cold water. You say, please, I want to give gallon. gallon of cold water. I don't cup. Come on, I'm preaching. I'm still preaching. No, that's the truth. So let's look at it. He said a cup of cold water will not lose its reward. It won't lose a reward for a cup of cold water. So if you and I would think about it, what will we now do? I won't give a cup. I'll give a gallon. I'll give a drum. I'll drink for free. Drink for free. Drink for free. As you are drinking, guess what? Woo, I'm looking back into heaven. I'm looking money landing in my account like that. Not landing. Block, landing there. Thank you, Jesus. But we can't even start to get reward without coming through Him. So it's Him that gave us the opportunity to start to live our lives that we cannot accumulate rewards. Few scriptures so I can go. Okay, let's look at the cup of cold water. Mark chapter 9, verse 41. Mark chapter 9, verse 41. Look at these scriptures and I'm done. I pray that God, you know, would use this verse by the power of the Holy Spirit and just transform your life. Preaching is the power of God wrapped up in words. Ministered by the Spirit to change lives. Mark chapter 9. Let's just read the scriptures and then we can go. In verse number 41, you see there. For whosoever shall give you a cup of water to drink in my name, because ye belong to Christ, verily I say unto you, he shall not lose his reward. He will get it. You get his reward. So there's a reward. And he won't lose it. For a cup of cold water. Come on. What about for Abba giving you a cup of cold water and I gave you $2,000 for transport fare because you are going to preach? Come on. Is there a reward for that also? Luke chapter number 6. Luke chapter 6. I'm good to go. Luke chapter number 6. He said in verse number 21, blessed are ye that hunger now, for ye shall be filled. Blessed are ye that weep now, for ye shall laugh. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice ye in that day, and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. Rejoice and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. There's a reward. Not here. It's in heaven. See, a cup of cold water will not miss its reward, Abby. In heaven, no. Luke chapter 14. Luke chapter number 14. The reward is in heaven, right? I need you to understand that. I've told you that several times through the course of this teaching. So don't lose heart. Say, but I was doing all this thing. I did all this thing. Yeah, and you should know, if you look at Joseph, if you watch the movie, Schindler to the end of it. Schindler, I know what you want to think. Schindler will now become a billionaire. He will now pack money, give to you. He will not live forever. He died just some years after. He didn't have anything. He never really became wealthy ever again. Ever. The only chance he had to get money was during the war. If he had actually taken that money, he would have been in prison the rest of his life. It was the testimony of all the Jews he saved that saved him. They left him go. Every German that profited from the death and the looting of the Jewish state, they all prison or death, all of them. So really, at the end of the whole thing, he seemed to have money, but he never had it. When I said, God will not give him billions. No, he never had billions. Nothing did this. All the business he started failed. So it's not just here. It's not just here. It's in heaven. In Luke chapter number 14.
number Luke 14. John 14. See how somebody can be in. I was wondering, for the love of God, where is it I want to read? In verse number 15. Verse number 12. Let's have a verse. Then said he also to him that bade him, when thou makest a dinner or a supper, call not thy friends, nor thy brethren, neither thy kinsmen, nor thy rich neighbors, lest they also bid thee again, and a recompense be made to thee. But when thou makest a feast, call the poor, the maimed, the lame, the blind. If you see somebody, you don't need to come and beg you for money. See somebody that don't have stuff or not eating around you, just cook. Just say, sis, just come and join me. We'll just eat now. Say, ah, thank you. No, I know why. Say, come and eat. Just eat that jollof rice. Recompense for you in heaven. Just use your mind, observe. So, you know why I'm saying this quickly? I just want to let you know that when we're talking about this living for God, and it's not just about church and all that. It's about the life you live, the good you do, the uplifting others, the little here, little there. Are you here? Oh. I've enjoyed myself to tiredness. Alright. Verse number 13, let's finish up. But when thou makest a feast, call the poor, the maimed, the lame and the blind, and thou shalt be blessed, for they cannot recompense thee, for thou shalt be recompensed at the resurrection of the just. When will he recompense you? So when you do good, you buy a SUV next week. It's like, you know, Abby? Is this a next week? Next month? When, but if you just suffer now, by next 10 years, don't worry. You'll be landing blah, everywhere. At the resurrection of the just, he will recompense you. Can you wait? Come on. Can you wait? Do you have faith? This is a matter of faith. It's a matter of faith. It's truthfully, it's a matter of faith. I want to leave it there. It's a matter of faith. I'd rather just wait. You see, I don't believe anything you are saying. Even me too. I've not resurrected before. I'm only counting on the words that he said. So I said, I don't know. Do you know? Truthfully, I don't know. Do you know? But did he say something in that regard? I'm willing to stake my life on what Jesus said. So you just suffer. You just suffer. They go. What about if all these things nonsense? Let us see. Abi, what about if it is something? There will be no chance. So I'd rather live on the side of caution and let it be nonsense than let it not be a live anyhow and find out that it's not nonsense. It's correct. By that time, it will be too late. So my final argument, there is so much that Christ has given to us, but there is so much more that Christ wants to give to us. There is so much that has given us to steward over, cars, house, land, life, time. You have your time to do whatever you like, go anywhere you like. You have so much in your power and your possession. But the time will come, he will make you lord over 10 cities. You will do whatever you like. So this life is a trust, it's a test. Let us do our best. Not just to yield something, no. It's not about let me just yield something. Let me yield maximum yield for the glory of my King. So when I see him, he will say, well done, good and faithful servants. Remember, I'm not living for car, house, money, things here and now. Come on. Come on, stop. Think about it. All those things will pass. All those things will pass. If somebody can even have several houses, and this is painful, so painful. But I read in the paper some days ago, the founder of Ray Power, this guy, I read how he passed, and it was very funny. Treadmill in his own house, jogging in his own house. You don't even have money for treadmill. You are trying to eat. He has treadmill, doing his normal exercise in his house, and fell and died. Finish. You know what the man has? Will leave everything, no matter what you have. Somebody say, I don't have anything. I say, yes, you too will leave everything. Even if it's one cup and one spoon in your room, you too will leave the one cup and spoon. 10 cars and 3 companies, you will still leave it. Nothing.
But the only thing that will be left is what I made, what I did for my master. When I see him, he will say, well done, good and faithful servants. Welcome into the joy of your Lord. Come into the joy of your Lord. Come and relax. Come and enjoy. This is not for 10 years, for 70 years. This is now for eternity. You and I have a privilege to choose our place for eternity. It's a privilege that we choose our place for eternity. No cheating for that one. Anything you get is now is your own. Now you put yourself there. But that's an awesome something. I'm sorry, I don't have time to state that again. Because I'm closing. It's my closing remark. No cheating. So closing remark. So, let us... There's something about a good preaching. I think it's a good preaching anyway. But I think it should produce a change in our lives. Let believers be believers indeed. Let's begin to live in a certain way that people see us and say, the way you are living is different from the way we are living. There's something you are looking at. I say, I'm looking at eternity. I'm looking at the world to come. There's another world after this one. Me, I cannot. No problem. Yes, I too can love Jesus, but there's another world. I too can. There's so much to look at in this life. Come on. Don't think we don't know. There's so much enjoyment. We know. Everybody knows. I know. A guy, I'm not a Jew, man. Don't look at me like that, too. I know stuff. But there's another world. I'd rather live for that one. That one will be forever. So you can be hyping now. You can be jumping now. I salute you. But at the end of this whole thing, the Bible says this whole thing will burn. I wish I could start to do this for you, but I don't have the time. You know, really, we'll not be in heaven. The Bible talks about a new heaven and a new earth. No one is really going to heaven. We're going to be on this earth. Just going to be better. No war, no fighting, no sun, nothing killing you, nothing. You just believe in. We'll live again. Don't worry. We'll talk about that one later. I don't like to bother by myself about the other side. Because we can disagree on whether the, are you sure we really, but the most important is how we live our life here for the other side. Because in that, well, that teaching, it can least quarrel. Just cause quarrel. We'll be in heaven. We are all going to heaven. We are not really truthfully going to heaven. It's a new heaven and a new earth. He'll make another one. He'll burn this one and make another one. Anything inside will burn too. All the big houses will burn. Not that house you are passing GRA you like. It will burn. You have to burn. You burn the whole thing down to build afresh now. The people inside too, everything will go. Oh God, I'm enjoying myself. I don't want to go. It's good for us to be here. Did you not say it's good for us to be here? Remember, you said it just now when we started service. It's good for us to be here. Now you said we should go. Huh? What did you see? You said something. Alright. I hope this just brings a change in your heart and help you begin to walk in a certain way. Amen? I love you so much. I trust God that we'll live for them together. That when we see on that day, on that resurrection day, it will be thumbs up. Peace, man. See my crown, man. We challenge the crowns. How many crowns you guys say? 5 crowns. Say, I got 10 crowns. You know. Say, What do you mean? Look behind. That mansion is my own. Say, the mansion behind that, your mansion, that big one is my own. You can see it from here now. And it just be joy all the way for eternity. For eternity. I believe that. I choose to believe that. I put my faith there. That this whole thing does not settle with men who are cheating us, killing us, doing whatever they like. The apostles also, they saw it. The apostles gave their life for these things. So will you bow your heads this morning and say, and talk to God. I don't know what you want to tell him. So whatever you want to tell him, you tell him now. Whatever you want to tell him, whatever this series has meant to you, tell him. Come on. Bow your heads. Whatever it has meant to you, if you don't have meant to tell him, just bow your head, shall, and just tell him, thank you for teaching me these things. Whatever you want to tell him, tell him. Thank you should begin everything. Because it's a privilege that you know this truth. It's a privilege that we have researched it together. We have seen it in the Bible together. It's a privilege. Some people don't know it. Some people have not seen it. They don't understand it. They've never been taught. But today, You can say, Father, I thank you because you have taught me these things. Now I can live in a certain way. Now I can expect crowns, praise of God. God will praise you. He praised Jesus alone. He said, well done. He said, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. One time he will praise you too. He will call your name. Ifeanyi, my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Yes. He will call your name and praise you. He will call your name and praise you. A time of praise. A time of rewards. At the resurrection. At the resurrection. Right now, here and now, he will give us stuff. We will enjoy a lot of things. But let us not stay hung up in just enjoying what he has given to us. Let us live for what he wants to give to us. Let us live for the treasures and the rewards, the crowns and the praise of God. Nobody calls your name now. Nobody remembers you. Nobody praises you. God will praise you. God will reward you. God will bless you. Not spiritual something. With treasures, with crowns, rewards that you will enjoy for eternity. True riches he will give to you. True riches. He will give you true riches. Riches are good. Where you have them is important. It's what matters. I want to have my true riches in heaven. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord, to live for you. To live for you. To live for your glory.
Help me, Lord, to live for you. Help me, Lord, to live for you. Help me, Lord, to maximize my life, my time here on this earth. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Thank you, Father. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Come on, I trust you be blessed today. The Lord has been sent. 5 weeks of this teaching. Come on, I know you were taking notes and you have learned so much, but I would admonish you to get the teachings. They are free. Get the teachings on your phone and listen to it over and over and over and over again until these truths are planted in your heart. Amen.